What's up? Happy Friday from the Big Foodies. Matt, BB Shea, Biggie, live from the Marco's Kitchen, Marco's Pizza, Biggie's Kitchen Studios. Cool.
That's a mouthful.
Still a working title.
The Big Foodies, always.
43 episodes in, we still don't know.
We don't really know.
Presented by Marie Sharp's Gourmet Habanero.
Habanero.
Hot sauce. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of the Big Foodies. We're excited about this episode. We are attacking the grocery store sub.
Yes.
Kind of different, and I like it.
Yes.
Something that I didn't know existed until my mid-20s.
Really?
What? I never, when I went to the grocery store, I was going grocery shopping.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the grocery store for lunch.
Lunch, yeah, but now, I mean, change the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
People go there for lunch all the time.
I love it.
So what, just Americana style, yeah, basically.
Yep. So basically our idea was we go in and just get a pre-made American sandwich, whatever that means. Could be ham, turkey, could be ham, could be turkey. So
I like it.
Difference in sizes, difference in shapes, difference in toppings. I'm looking forward to trying these.
All right. Well, let's jump in.
And
all
so
right.
These this are obviously local.
Local. Yeah, yeah, this is your, we'll tell you each one as we go.
Yeah, yeah,
this is Walmart. I know the name. Market side. Mm-hmm. Walmart offering up a big
sub. I was going to say, that looks like the bigger.
Yeah, I mean, of all the ones we have, definitely the biggest.
That's a big one right there.
And something that Walmart did offer that most others did not is they've got, like, cheese bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can tell there's
that was just their straight up American.
So what's the price point on this? They're all about the same.
Five something, I think I see
580?
There.
580.
548. That's not bad for a pretty big sub like that. No. That's actually a very good deal.
And it looks like this one is, which we'll look at the toppings as we go. This is just straight up.
It's not good. Paper towel.
Ham, cheese.
Yeah, so this is, so their all-American sub is tavern ham, oven-roasted turkey, cheddar cheese, and a four-cheese sub.
Okay.
Roll.
All right.
There you go.
How do you like your subs? Do you like them just straight up meat and cheese, or do you
load
them up?
If I'm making my own, I will usually do like a lettuce tomato.
See, I'm not a big tomato guy, but I do lettuce for sure.
Tomato.
I'll tell you, this is a good looking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I usually eat mine straight up, nothing crazy on them.
See, I usually put like mayonnaise or something on my sub.
Ah, now I will do that, and you know what?
Be prepared.
Little Duke's mayonnaise.
Duke's!
If anybody wants
best of the best.
Add a little mayonnaise to it. Now, see, the one thing I will say about a grocery store sub or anything, you almost have to carry your condiments with you because they're not going to come with it.
How long's it been sitting there?
It's warm.
You don't want to know.
Oh.
It's warm.
Did you just have that ready?
Warm. What, you don't carry Duke's mayonnaise with you?
No, I do not. That was
impressive. Love a mayonnaise. Oil and vinegar, too, on a sub. That's my go-to. Or a deli dressing.
Some of these places had condiments available that you could just snag, like a packet of like mayonnaise or mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised how good this is, honestly.
Mm. So, my first critique is the cheese bread. I like the cheese bread. On other things, I wouldn't put it here.
Okay. Really?
If I wanted to just go get a normal sandwich, I wouldn't put the cheese bread on there.
See, I'm opposite. I like a little bit of the flavor it gives it.
I think it's good flavor. I don't actively seek out cheese bread with my sandwiches.
No. Yeah, same here.
Are you a white or wheat person?
Wheat, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I like wheat, too. And I don't know why, mentally, I think it's better.
That's how I,
I can't tell a whole lot of difference in white and wheat bread.
I can't either.
Neither can I.
Well, especially if you toast it.
Yeah.
I'm actually, I will say I'm impressed with the meat and cheese ratio, though, for the price on this, price point.
Toasted sub kind of guy there, BB?
Depends on the sub. If I go to a place and get something with, like, deli meat on it, I don't toast it.
Okay.
But if I get, like, a meatball sub or something with a little, like, chicken on it, I usually get it toasted.
So you're like a hot, if it's hot, you like it toasted.
Exactly.
I will usually toast the bread if the sandwich has some kind of marinara sauce
on
it. So with the chicken parm, meatball, I'll usually toast the bread because it doesn't get soggy.
So we got big pieces here.
But yeah, you know, I'm going to stop eating so
move
I can.
On, so yeah.
This is the American Hoagie Sandwich. I believe this is from Harris Teeter. I can tell just by the label.
Okay. Mm.
Again.
What's the price point?
$5.49. So this is...
It's one penny more expensive than the sub.
And look at the size difference. That's I tell you, Walmart coming out of the gate strong so far.
That was a good sandwich.
Especially with the amount of meat and cheese you get.
Little inside. Harris Teeter was my very first job ever.
What?
Really? I was a cashier there for like 9 months.
What happened?
I got another job. Got a better opportunity.
Guys, I'm taking my talents elsewhere. I'm taking my talents over to Lowe's.
That's right. Yeah.
This is a little hard to get into. Okay, here we go. Not a bad looking wrapper there of, let's see. Definitely a full sub.
Got some cracked pepper turkey on there.
I see. I do see this has lettuce and tomato. I can tell already.
Okay.
It doesn't say the ingredients on this one.
Lord, this is tough to cut.
This has like the legit like.
Oh, this has roast beef on it too.
Oh, wow.
Whoever grabs that, you're gonna have to kind of. This one's definitely a messier one. You're gonna have to remake.
That's fine.
Together.
Bring it on.
There we go. All right, I'll let you boys grab and make what you need to.
You take.
This one, it looks like.
Sorry.
You definitely got roast beef, ham, turkey. I don't see cheese though.
Is
no, wait, I see no.
Yeah, there's some
cheese.
Okay.
It looks like a slice of American.
Yes.
It's like a Kraft single.
Yeah. Okay.
I know you're not a tomato guy.
I'm not a big tomato guy. I like the different styles of meats they have here.
I'll tell you, flavor-wise, this is really, really good.
That is great.
I think it's the turkey.
Yeah.
The peppered turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need... this is one I would not even need a mayonnaise or a mustard.
No.
On. I'm eating it without. This is really good.
That roast beef really kicks it off, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't expecting that.
I'll tell you, not as big, but I'd say better for your money, mm-hmm. for sure.
The bread is,
Bread's...
Bread's okay.
It.
Bread's all right, yeah.
A little chewy.
Uh-huh.
I always worry about getting the pre-made subs with tomato. Does it get soggy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like how long
the lettuce
sitting there?
Is kind of wilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can tell this has been made recently.
Yeah.
It's not an old sub.
I'm impressed by that.
Mm-hmm. I did add mayo, and it adds to it.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Harris Teeter solid, yeah.
I have to say, I'm really impressed. And you don't think of your grocery stores as the go-to sub.
I talk to people who,
yeah,
their regular lunch is just to go to the grocery store, grab a sub, grab a bag of chips, grab a soda, and
because, that's it. Yeah.
But here's the thing about like Harris Teeter: you can go and like Subway, they will make you a sub.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it costs half the price.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll put whatever you want to on there.
All right. Next up, we have the, which I know this is the Taste of Inspirations. Mm-hmm. That's a
Food Lion.
Mixed up.
What a great name for something. The Taste of Inspiration.
What do we got on this bad boy?
It looks, well, this again just says the Americana sub. This one looks like I can see a little lettuce in there. A ton of meat. Again, meat and cheese ratio. Good on all these.
This is why you let a deli make your sandwich.
Exactly. Yeah.
They don't skimp.
Now, I will tell you, compared to the others, like this one I saw the timestamp, this was made yesterday.
Okay.
And what's the price on that?
The price on this bad boy was $3.99.
And look how easy it is to cut.
So cheaper.
You can tell it's older.
Yeah.
Just based on how you're cutting into it.
Yep. So this is the cheapest so far.
So far.
Least expensive.
Good meat and cheese ratio. No tomato. A little
lettuce.
Little patch of lettuce there.
So what is this? Just ham? Okay.
Ham?
Yeah.
This is just ham, I guess.
Cheese, lettuce. And now mayonnaise. The bread seems more like...
Yeah, I'm going to add some mayonnaise
to
this.
Artisanal.
Mm-hmm.
It has more of an artisanal feel.
Ciabatta.
Yes.
How's the taste since I haven't bitten into it yet?
A lot of meat. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Of the ones we tried, I'd say this is...
I get a lot of bread.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. This tastes like a pre-made sub.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not bad by any means, but...
I didn't think this was in my dictionary, but maybe a little too much meat. It's okay.
This tastes like a sub that was made yesterday.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, if I'm being honest.
Not bad. Not the best. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of what I'd expect from Food Lion, honestly.
What kind of cheese is this? White American.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sharp.
That's a white American.
It tastes sharp.
That's a white American.
This show's been described that way.
Mm-hmm. No, that is cheddar.
It's cheddar?
That's white cheddar.
It's a sharp white cheddar.
If you isolate it, it's a...
Hmm.
Yeah. It may be a mix, though.
Mm. Yeah, I'm getting that on the back end. More of a sharp.
Which I like that contrast to the ham.
Again, not bad.
Yeah, so went to Whole Foods.
I was going to say, we're doing
this. You want to do that next?
Yeah, you want to do Whole Foods next?
So I went and asked the guy, I was like, is this the only pre-made sandwiches you have? He goes, yes, we're not making sub sandwiches at the moment. So this is what they had. So, and we got it for free, so I'm not mad. A nice young lady in line paid for our stuff from Whole Foods. So.
That was very nice of her.
Very nice of her. So,
was she a fan or just a fan of you?
I guess she was just a fan of me.
You're wearing that black shirt. You look slimmer today.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Who's this bearded man behind me looking so slim?
Hard to get it out. I'm seriously struggling. Hold on. It's coming.
Okay.
Okay. This is... Wow. That's not the cross cut I was expecting.
Not so this is just a turkey, lettuce, tomato?
Yeah.
And it is... $4.99.
$4.99. Okay, that's pretty pricey for just this, if you ask me.
I agree.
All right, somebody want to grab the whole half there, Matt? You want the?
I mean,
the
I will.
Half, take it.
I'm not gonna turn it down.
I'm not gonna tell you boys no.
Do I see mayonnaise on this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's mayonnaise on this, and this is Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
There is mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Take your word for it.
Well, that's...
This screams sandwich, not sub.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
This is exactly what you would get at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
An overpriced sandwich. I don't get much flavor, to be honest. I don't get any flavor, really. That's why I took off the bread, to see if I could...
Yeah. Not great.
I mean, they're not making subs. They're not making subs, but yeah. That's not a... I'll put it this way. If I paid $4.99 for that, I'd be a little ticked off.
Absolutely.
Rather make it my own.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Well. Sorry, Whole Foods. Open your subs earlier.
So this next one's from Lowe's Foods. Biggs, while you cut that one up, we'll give a shout out to our sponsors, Berry Patch.
Berry Patch.
Off of 220 in Ellerbe, heading to the beach. You just look to your left. The world's largest strawberry. You're coming home from the beach. You look to your right. The world's largest strawberry.
After eating these sandwiches, I could go for some ice cream.
Right.
It's the perfect treat to end your vacation on the way home, or it's the perfect treat to start your vacation down.
Stop by,
get that fresh produce, get all the locally made goodies, get the delicious milkshake so you can still eat it on the go.
I'm in for that.
Check them out on Facebook, worldslargeststrawberry.com as well.
Thank you, Berry Patch.
So maybe you want to grab that right there.
This is Lowe's Foods.
$5.99.
Good
big
heft.
Sandwich.
I'm going to tell you, big sandwich and good heft to it. Oh, we got this a little change up here, boys. We got a little pepperoni in there, I see.
Is that right? Okay.
I got ham. Their Americana is ham.
Salami?
Is that a little salami there?
I'm getting Italian sub vibes here.
Yeah.
I think they might have labeled it wrong. I think this is an Italian sub.
Because it does say American on here, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, no, it says Italian.
No.
Oh, see, we got the Italian
Dang
sub.
It.
Okay.
Damn it.
Well, this might win
this
by default.
Let's change it up. Yeah. Change it up a little. It does have ham, if we're being fair, so I'm definitely going to put some mayonnaise on this one. A lot of lettuce.
An Italian sub would be a good one with oil and vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I love oil and vinegar on any sub.
Hot peppers.
Peppers. Love peppers. Again, I'm happy to see no tomato on this, though. I feel like the tomato really, you're right, soggies the sandwich.
It soggies it up if it's not
well,
fresh.
And, you know, we were saying, was there mayonnaise on the Whole Foods one? Was that mayonnaise, or was that just the tomato making everything?
Oh, no. I think it was almost like the cheese being, like, super...
I know what you mean. Just whatever that word
mush.
Is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really good bread. I like this bread.
That's really good bread.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'm impressed. I mean, I know it's not the Americana, but...
Not so much bread that it overpowers the sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bread, in my opinion, should never overpower the ingredients. Mm-hmm. The bread, to me, is more just what you use to hold everything together. It can help. It should never hurt.
Like that Arby's BLT we had the other day.
Mm-hmm. It's a delivery device.
The bread was perfect. Accent all that.
By the way, speaking of Arby's, I've had messages. Tons of messages. Remember how you were saying, is this Arby's sauce?
Mm.
Apparently it's something called Red Ranch.
Yeah.
That Arby's makes. I did not know this was a thing, but Arby's makes something called Red Ranch.
Interesting.
And that's what was on the beef and cheddar, apparently,
yeah.
too, right?
Yeah. yeah. So people are like, they're like, I was screaming Red Ranch at the screen. And I'm like, what is Red Ranch? Well, it's apparently their version that's not Arby's sauce.
Interesting.
It's Red Ranch.
Now, I know that was an Italian sub. I don't know if we can count that. That was pretty good.
That was very good. I'm going to count it just for the fact we got the bread part. That
yeah,
was good.
Yeah.
One left. Now.
Publix. Not the most expensive.
I'm going to say this. I've had Publix subs. World class, if you ask me.
Okay.
Up there with every and see, especially, they make some, they can do boar's head meat, they make hot subs, they'll make you a Cuban. They do their own pork, like roasted pork.
Okay.
Now, I've not, I don't know, we'll just see how this is, but they make them fresh, and I love Publix subs.
So, this is one that I had to make fresh, and it's just ham, turkey, and
just straight up
lettuce, yes.
See, this is where I would get the bread toasted. I'm not used to non-toasted bread. Good Lord. Let's go. All right. There we go. Mayonnaise, anyone?
Yes, please.
I'm going to add. Now, they do a shredded lettuce, which I like.
This is the first one that's been shredded. Mm-hmm. I was going to note that. First one that's been shredded.
I like a shredded lettuce.
The bread feels fresher.
Yeah.
Than the other breads.
I love Publix subs. Now, see, I normally get wheat. They also have like a 7-grain Italian herb or something people love. That's good.
Oh, herb. Herb. Make it a return.
Mm-hmm.
Herb. Garden herb.
Now he's Italian herb.
yeah.
I love their subs.
I would go as far to wager that most of these places probably freeze their bread and then thaw it for the next day's batch of subs.
I'll tell you. Even untoasted, I just like their subs. I think they make a great sub. Not a ton of meat. Throw some... And see, they have a deli dressing that I put on. Oh. Love it.
Yeah, that's noticeably fresher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The meats are cut fresh. I just love them.
It's got that hand-sliced meat feel.
Mm-hmm.
The bread, it makes a difference that it's fresh.
Yeah.
Recently assembled, so the bread is not soggy on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like we're comparing apples to oranges with this one.
Yeah.
Because this is not necessarily a pre-made deli sub.
True.
This is a made-to-order. The deli just happens to be a grocery store.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, though. If you're near a Publix, go get one.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're great.
All their subs are good.
Mm. All right. Well, what's your favorite?
Well, I'll go on. I mean, I love Publix, so I'll say the Publix sub. I just love their subs. Shocking to me was how good the Italian was from Lowe's. That was really...
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not Americana, but I put that at number two. And yeah. Look, and honestly, I'm not an Italian. Italian sub is not something I order. Yeah. I like a good ham, turkey, cheese. Walmart, in the beginning, really showed up strong, too. I mean, price-wise.
Yeah.
Walmart, great bang for your buck.
Yeah. Yeah, the Publix was great. I think the Harris Teeter surprised me the most.
Harris Teeter was good, too.
Harris Teeter was a very good one. I think other than that and the Italian from Lowe's, the only other one I finished.
I would get every single one of these again except for Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I feel like Whole Foods, I don't know, I feel like they just kind of sold themselves shorts on this one.
Mm-hmm.
But
price-wise, nothing.
Uh-uh. I would say Publix is a league of their own.
Yeah.
I like the simplicity of the Walmart sub.
Again, to me, Walmart bang for your buck for a quick
pre-made
and that sub. That thing was pretty big.
That was a big sub.
Yeah.
And, again, I still have it sitting here. Tons of meat and cheese.
Exactly.
I mean, really. Now, you're not getting any accoutrements with it. There's
no
lettuce. There's but for the price, that's a damn good sub.
Yeah, it really cheese is. Bread.
Yeah, that's a damn good sub.
I would say I really liked the white cheddar bite of the Food Lion sub.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I mean, I'm gonna finish this whole food sandwich.
I was gonna say, yeah, all this stuff I'm gonna finish too.
So. I'm gonna finish it.
I'm not mad, yeah.
But I'm not gonna be. I wish it were one of the others.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well,
there we go.
Grocery store sub. If you've got a favorite, comment. Leave a comment.
Let
tell us
know
what your favorite is. You can find the Big Foodies on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We're on Instagram. Follow us. Subscribe. Listen to us. Leave reviews on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Little sandwich there.
Right?
The Italian
coming back on.
Hey.
So the bop da boopy. But we want to give away, thanks to Marco's, a free pizza. So share the Facebook video and tag someone when you share it, and you're up for the chance to win one of our Marco's pizza coupons, so you can get your swag from Marco's. Make sure you're checking out the Big Foodies. You can get our merch. You can become a patron. BigFoodiesPod.com. All those links on our social media as well. Boys,
that's it. Good episode.
Love it.
See you guys next week.